T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, so the TSA has rolled out its roadmap for the use of facial recognition and really broader biometrics. The idea here is by using facial recognition and these other techniques that you can speed through security a little bit faster. But obviously there are some privacy concerns when it comes to using facial recognition systems.
Yeah, it's kind of a dicey proposition. A lot of people have wondered just the whole concept of personal privacy rights.
Exactly. The idea that, you know, that these systems are storing your face and storing that and can match it in any situation is a little bit scary. There's obviously the convenience of getting through airport security faster, and all of us know we would sacrifice a lot to get through airport security faster. But we don't know what the ramifications are in the long term, how that data is being stored, how the data might be used down the line. And that's, you know, that's a big unknown.
With the whole advent of the TSA pre-check, where people had to leave fingerprints, for example, that took a while to get used to, but people finally did. Are we just going to have to just get used to facial recognition with the TSA?
Potentially. I imagine there are going to be folks who are willing to give up that level of privacy to get that convenience of getting to security faster. But you know, fingerprints, it's a lot less obvious, right? It's not like you can photograph fingerprint. You can wear gloves. It's when it comes to facial recognition, you can't really hide your face anywhere, and so there are definitely some privacy concerns there down the line.
Are people worrying about this just being the start of a snowball rolling downhill, that facial recognition would then be used in other areas from the federal government?
I think that's sort of the nightmare scenario that people would worry about, the idea that this is just the beginning, right? This is airport security is one thing. It seems benign, but the idea that, you know, other authorities, other regulatory groups have that information and use it is, you know, that's a concern.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.